Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Greetings, everyone, from beautiful Novato, California, where it is a spectacular overcast and kind of breezy day. Hi, Chris.
Hey there.
Chris is back east for us in Rhode Island, running the board and making everything sound so nice and smooth. So we got you covered coast to coast and all around the world on the internet. So let me just remind you, what are we doing here on Coach Betty Live? What we are doing is learning how to live an organic and orgasmic life. And again, specifically what I mean by that is the organic piece is learning to go with the flow in life, not resist things and see what happens. The orgasmic piece is about squeezing the juice out of every moment. So there's a lot of different ways that people think when they hear organic and orgasmic. And what I get excited about is it's usually good. They usually feel good. That's what we're going for. So my blessing has been revealed. What I do is I help women rediscover their inner beauty and sexuality so that they fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. And I am committed to making this happen and helping all the ladies out there really reveal this to yourselves. Now, I'm not forgetting about the men here. I love men. The second part of my blessing and my messaging is to then find that deep appreciation for the men, the beautiful men that we have on our planet, for which we would not be here if it wasn't for men. So it's about really exploring ourselves so that we can really explore each other in more positive ways. And my guest today is going to help us do just that. She is going to talk about the inner sexuality, including that very taboo subject sometimes of self-pleasuring. Welcome to Coach Betty Live, Ina.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Ina Laughing Winds. She has been a marriage counselor since 1985. She has had a specific focus on sex since 1992. And I love this, what you said, Ina. Sex education goes way beyond the bedroom. She comes up with lots of relationship solutions and has really a numerous amount of training and experience to share with us here today. So let's get right to it. This is a nice organic orgasmic question to start with. So you say our bodies were created with the intent of having pleasure. How do we know this?
Well, you know, it's very simple. And that is when we touch our face, when somebody hugs us, when we see a sunset, when we feel a soft rabbit skin or we hold our kitties, all of those are expressions of pleasure. Pleasure is something that as human beings, it is what helps heal us and helps us to have, let's say a positive attitude toward life, because life can be very challenging. So our whole epidermal system, meaning our entire skin, is an erogenous zone. We have erogenous zones in the palms of our hands, the inside of our elbows, behind our knees, even our toes are erogenous zones. And what's interesting is animals, cross-legged animals do not have erogenous zones. Most people do not know this. And the way an animal is built, they're not built to receive pleasure, which would then stimulate them to procreate. If they did, the planet would be overrun with animals. Animals have instinct. And so when the female goes into her cycle, she throws off a scent, which stimulates the male, and that makes him have the instinct to mate and to procreate. So, in fact, when we are being told, stop acting like an animal, this is totally wrong, because animals will only engage, and oftentimes it's painful. There's no pleasure. Human beings have been created to have pleasure, not only when we're making love, not only during a particular cycle, but any given day, time, minute, we could experience pleasure. We are supposed to have pleasure, which means we're supposed to enjoy making love, not just for procreation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are supposed to have pleasure. Like, what makes you say that?
Well, we've been given free will. We are the only mammals on the planet that have free will, which means we're capable of thinking, capable of reasoning, of talking. Free will means we get to make lots of mistakes. Because we're not following instinct, which guides us, we have an ability to free think. We make lots of mistakes, and we're supposed to learn from those mistakes. Well, there comes a time when all of our mistakes bring us to a place of unhappiness, sadness, grief, depression, sorrow, where we get exhausted. And if we were, instead of to take an aspirin for a headache, if we were to allow ourselves to have a wonderful massage, a gentle touching, if we were to make love, we actually could heal ourselves. And when we are in that state of lovemaking, especially the state of orgasm, when a man or a woman has an orgasm, there is no other thought in their mind. They're not worrying about anything. The pain in their body is gone. For those few moments, there is a sense of being connected to something bigger, something greater, and it really is spiritual. Through the orgasm, we are having a direct relationship to our higher power by whatever name. If it is Buddha or Jesus or God, Yahweh, Great Spirit, there is something happening that heals us at a cellular level. When we're healed at a cellular level, we are rejuvenating ourselves. So orgasm not only heals us, but it rejuvenates us for longevity. And if we want to live a long, healthy life, we want to be happy. We do not want to be sad and angry and hurt and dealing with the mistakes that we made. We want to learn from the mistakes, and we want to heal ourselves. So orgasm is much, much more than we've ever been taught. It's actually a formula for preventing ourselves from getting sick, for helping ourselves to move through a sickness quicker, and it also helps us to reconnect to our higher power so that we can then get centered, we can feel attuned to Christ or to God, we can be attuned to our higher power, and we can listen to how it is we're supposed to be making our decisions and allowing Spirit to guide us.
Mm. What a beautiful explanation. Thank you so much. And everybody knows why I asked you on the show right now, because you are so speaking my language about the healing power of orgasm. And this is not new, is it? It is like ancient that this has been the fact.
The teachings are very ancient. The common sense, the common knowledge is very ancient. We can go back tens of thousands of years and we can look at statues that actually show the honoring and the worshiping of the feminine and the masculine. And we can go back, to Native American, the Mayan and the Toltec. We can go back, you know, through the Chinese tradition, the Japanese tradition, in any culture around the world. If you go back far enough, you're going to see pictographs, photographs. You're going to see pictures. You're going to see art. You're going to see statues that showed there was a time in our culture when people understood that sexuality was something that was beautiful and sacred and to be honored.
Mm. And, you know, we're going to take a quick break here in just a minute, and I really want you to speak to that whole place of honoring the feminine and the masculine. I feel like we have very much lost sight of that in our world, and there's just this competitiveness that I feel goes on between men and women instead of this tremendous appreciation for the fact that we are so very different. So we are here talking to Ina Laughing Winds about inner sexuality and about honoring each other. And when we come back, we are going to talk about what I have been promising. I am going to ask Ina about this taboo topic of self-pleasuring and masturbation. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat!
Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere.
Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Hello, everybody. It is Coach Betty Live back with Ina Laughing Winds, who is talking about our inner sexual natures. And right before the break, she talked about the ancient wisdoms and how we used to honor the feminine and the masculine. So, Ina, What, you heard me pointing the listeners to appreciating men. What, how can we guide them in this way, both men and women, to honor each other?
Well, one of the ways, Betty, is women need to understand that men need two, I'll say three things from us. They need attention, appreciation, and sex. They need lots of sex from us, and that's how God made them. But if they do not have attention and appreciation, then even they are not interested in being sexual. The appreciation is for the little things that they do that we don't realize they're doing them for us, like changing the oil in the car, making sure the air is filled in our tires, cleaning off our windshields. There's so many little things, like locking the doors at nighttime, making sure the windows are closed. So if we're living with a man, that is some of the ways that he is saying, I'm providing and protecting you. If we are dating a man, and when we first get into a car with a man, we tend to talk. One way we can show appreciation is don't talk when he first is getting on the freeway. He needs to focus. He's single-focused. He needs to get us safely to wherever we're going. Brag about him. If he's done something and he's given you a bracelet for Valentine's Day, for the next 2 weeks, wear it and tell everybody that he gave it to you. And even if you don't like it, wear it and brag about it. Men thrive on attention and appreciation and lots of sex, which does not necessarily mean intercourse, but it means, oh, cupping his package, let's just put it that way. You can just, while he hugs you and caresses your face, you can cup his package and look at the smile on his face, and he'll leave a happy man.
I love that. That is, oh boy, that was really perfect. Lots of little ways that you can appreciate the men in your life, whether it's your coworker or your partner or your son. When you see men, you know, doing these little things that they do, just appreciate it. I love that. So let's switch.
Just a note. Yeah. Just a note. And that is, please, if it's a coworker, do not cup his package.
Yeah, that's crossing the lines. Thanks
yes, it
for
is.
That clarification, Ina. Yeah. Okay, let's switch it back over to women. So before we start really talking about self-pleasuring and masturbation, how did women get so disconnected to their sexuality? What happened?
First of all, let's acknowledge there are some women who are not disconnected. There are some women who have a very high sex drive, and they love their sexuality, and it has begun from when they first took, when they were babies, I mean, you know, children taking baths and letting the water run over their sacred parts. So there are some women who are very sexual. There are others, first of all, who maybe do not have as high of a sex drive. So we're talking about hormones. But we're also talking about there was a time when the negative patriarch came in to possess and control the feminine. And in that, it was that women were there to serve the masculine. Now, I'm not talking about the benevolent patriarch. I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of years ago when it was a control issue. And so women were trained and learned that their bodies were not theirs. They learned that it was to please the man. Mm. Now, a lot has taken place since that time. Women are claiming their sexuality, but we still are very archaic. We still, this country was born from Puritans. So there's still this puritanical view of what is the purpose of sex and what is the purpose of intimacy. So because men love our bodies, men love the feminine form, that we think men just want us for sex objects. No, they want us to adore us and to worship us. But we push men away, which means we push our sexuality away. We lose contact with our own passion, our own need, our own desire to be worshipped, to be appreciated. And so we don't know how to set boundaries. We don't know how to talk to men and say, I love it that you let me know you want to make love to me all the time, and I accept that as a compliment. That doesn't mean I have to make love all the time.
Yeah.
It means I can choose when to make love. And there's a lot of times as a mature woman, I'm through menopause, I don't feel like making love. But you know what? I know it's good for me. An apple a day keeps a doctor away. An orgasm a day keeps a doctor away. So there are times when I don't feel like it, but I know it's healthy for me. And within 5 minutes of making love, I'm wondering, where did all this sexual energy come from? Oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, my passion is just is burning through me. And I wondered, 5 minutes ago, I could have cared less.
Yeah, well, and I have been talking for weeks about the health benefits of sex. You do. And as I reveal my blessing to people, and I say to women, when was the last time you felt beautiful and sexual? You know, don't you feel like you can just capture the world when you're feeling that way? And so it is, there is just an energy that gets created. So let's get right into it now. So how can women get over this taboo around self-pleasuring?
Well, first of all, if I wait until I feel horny or I wait until I feel sexual or beautiful to self-pleasure, it might never happen. Because we women have a difficult time seeing our own beauty. So I like to approach it from the other way around. Schedule a time, 2 or 3 times during the week. Maybe a room where you can be laying and feeling the sun coming through and touching you. And maybe lay nude on the floor and just first gently touch your whole body. Awaken your whole body. The genital area for women awakens as our skin awakens, as our neck and our face, and as not just our breast, but our heart chakra between the breast, our belly. So it's not at first going straight to our genitals, because that's not how we want a man to make love to us. It's not how we want to make love to ourselves. We need to first give ourselves permission to touch ourselves. In the touching of ourselves, a little mantra, I am beautiful. I am loving. I am orgastic. So the more I am we state, the more we will actually become it. And then one of the biggest taboos is to take a mirror and to look at yourself. Simply look and to see how beautiful. We are a flower. And every flower is different. There's not one flower more beautiful than another. Some flowers are full and plush and thick, and other flowers are thin and delicate. We have so many different anatomy types of what we look like. We can't think that what we look like every woman does or every woman doesn't. So look at ourselves in a mirror, touch our entire body, and introduce yourself to that sacred genitalia. Say hello, maybe cup your hand, simply cup your hand over and feel the heat of your hand moving into your lips and breathe that in. It's not about bringing yourself to an orgasm the first time. It's not about making yourself get very aroused. It is an introduction and it's opening yourself up. Let the petal open up, letting your hands become moist. Some women think if you get wet, it's dirty. It's not. This is sacred fluid that God created in our bodies to lubricate so we could enjoy ourselves. So it would be to maybe if your hands get wet to just smell that. To see, oh, this has a nice fragrance. And of course, if we're stressed out and we're eating weird foods, we might have a different fragrance. Every woman, like every man, has a different fragrance. So in self-pleasuring, and I prefer self-pleasuring, Betty, to masturbation, in self-pleasuring, it's starting slow and awakening your body and breathing. Oh, breathing is so important. Inhale. Pull that energy up into the womb, into the belly, into the heart, and exhale and relax. And see your lips engorge. See the slow excitement take place. If a woman tries to masturbate and get herself to orgasm and she doesn't do it, then she's going to give up. If she wants to use a vibrator, vibrators are wonderful, but there's a con to this. If a woman gets used to just to a vibrator, I don't know any man or partner, if it's a same-sex relationship, that can move their tongue as fast as a vibrator can vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
So vibrators are excellent, but you have to intersperse it with using your own hands.
And what I like about what you're saying is that it's really a discovery process with a woman. It's not just about the orgasm. It's like discovering their beauty as they touch their very erogenous skin. Remember, she said the entire skin has an erogenous zone. So, just to really become re-familiarize yourself and then look in the mirror and just find the beautiful person looking back at you. So you can see that Ina has a tremendous amount of information. And if you are lucky enough to be in Solano Beach, do you still have spots available, Ina?
Yes, we do have spots. As a matter of fact, we keep a male-female gender in our 3.5-day workshop, and we're looking for 3 women to join us to keep our gender balanced.
Okay, so 3 women, if you're in the Solano Beach area, the 24th and 25th, please check out Ina's workshop coming up, and you can find out more at talktoina.com. Oh, my goodness, it went so fast, Ina. Thank you so much for taking this time to share your wisdom, your ancient wisdoms with us.
You are so welcome. And if anyone of your listeners has a question, please feel free to contact me. I'd be happy to answer them. And if there's 3 women out there who would like to join me for 24th through the 27th, even if you're in the L.A. or Northern California, you can fly down and join us.
Wonderful. Thanks again, my dear. Continue your beautiful work.
Thank you, Betty, and please do the same.
All right. We will be right back after a short break talking a little bit more about orgasmic behavior.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. by reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance. CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in, causing ill health, and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. It is Coach Betty live back to talk a little more about organic and orgasmic living. So I have got a whoa baby for you, and it's perfect timing for it based on the conversation that we just had with Ina. Dr. David Weeks, who is out of Scotland, Edinburgh Hospital, he did this big study. He studied 3,500 Americans and Europeans, from age 18 to 102. And what he found is that youthful looks, because his writing and his books are all about the secrets to staying young and anti-aging. And what he found from this study is youthful looks is only 25% due to genetics. And the rest of youthful looks is related to behavior. He went on to say that sex is anti-aging due to the dopamine and the human growth hormone that get released during sex. So here is the big aha, whoa baby. Having sex 3 times a week can make you look a decade younger.
That's a whoa, a whoa, a whoa, whoa baby.
How about that? We're all searching for the magic cream, for the magic this and magic that. Guess what? Our anti-aging formula lives right within us. The title of this article was called Vitamin S, and it said, Monogamous Safe Sex, a Super Potent Package of Health-Boosting Effects. So I have already talked a lot on this show during the Whoa Babies about many of the health benefits. It's good for your immune system. It can help you fight a cold. It's good for your blood pressure and for your heart. And, I mean, Ina's whole interview and presentation was so perfect because she really talked about the ancient nature of this. This is not new. We humans have been walking around in these bodies all of our lives, and this body right here has this sexual healing nature to it. I loved what she said about human beings being created to have pleasure. I mean, how about the fact that we make mistakes? We already know that that's part of being a human being, right? But because we make mistakes and we're capable of thinking, that free will also allows us to have pleasure like animals don't have, which I was fascinated to note that animals do not always have pleasure when they mate. It's not about that for them. They don't have those erogenous zones all over their bodies. Their skin doesn't create that same kind of sensation. So it does, it feels like there are so many things that point us to this healing, person, this healing body, this healing nature that we all live with every day because we can be aroused in various different ways. Why I am so passionate about bringing these topics to you around our own natural self-healing powers, particularly around beauty and sex, is my own experience with rheumatoid arthritis. When I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and began to really disconnect with my body and just feel like, oh my gosh, look what's happening to my hands, what's happening to the way I move. I had a dance degree before that, so all of a sudden not being able to dance, and when I watched myself move, it just felt so ugly. And you know, what was I doing? I was shutting myself down to me. So learning through my own experiences, as well as interviews with people like Ina, who, you know, ancient wisdoms she's offering us. Ancient. It's been around forever. And my study and my research, I really understand that this is a place that we can begin to make shifts in the world. You know, there's that great Gandhi quote, be the change you want to see in the world. We all have the power to be that change when we can push ourselves out there authentically. And the only way you can really be authentic with yourself is if you really love everything about you. So, you know, she spoke to, Ina I'm talking about, spoke to how culture has evolved to kind of take out these very natural ways that we can be thinking about ourselves. So, you know, let me just share a little bit from a couple of my guests who talk about why it is up to, and I don't want to say it is up to, but why women in particularly need to assess and evaluate their role in the world. Alison Armstrong, who has these amazing programs titled Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, Making Sense of Men. She's got a really interesting website. If you Google PAX, P-A-X, that's an acronym, programs, a lot of her material will come up. And she has been exploring and researching with hundreds of thousands of men about their behavior and why they act the way they do. And what she came up with is that men are responding to women. And she's got a lot of material that backs this up. So just think about that for a minute. So all the men on our planet are really responding to women. In addition to Allison, I interviewed John Gray, well known for his Mars-Venus philosophy, and he continues to get out there and speak and coach. And he has coached thousands and thousands of couples and men and women. And he came on my radio show because he was compelled to say that what he has learned is that when women are happy, men are happy. So finally, my guest just last week on the show, Valerie Bocage of Powerful Women International, in her experience from losing everything she had in Katrina and rebuilding herself so that she has this international organization for women right now. And what she said on the show last week is, when women are powerful, what she sees is men are powerful. So, ladies, let's stop looking out, reaching outside of us for what will make us happy, because it's not out there. It's within us. And then when we find that place within us, and we bring that very authentic, passionate, because we're all passionate in our natures, being to men and receive them for their gifts that they bring into the world, How about Ina talking about how simple it is to really appreciate men? Appreciate men when they close the window and they lock the door. And listen to them. Let them concentrate, understanding that they need time when they're pulling on the freeway to just focus. And another tip that I got from the Alison Armstrong work is, you know, women are often trying to say, I wish I just really could understand what's going on in my guy's brain or my son's brain. Well, ladies, let me just suggest that the next time you want to know what's going on in a man's brain that you are around, whether it's, again, your work colleague, your son, your partner, your friend, ask a question and then button your lip. Like, let them talk. Go ahead. Let them pause. That doesn't mean, okay, I need to jump in there and carry on the conversation. If you want to dig for the gems in men, you need to be quiet. You need to listen. Learn some listening skills. So I am really excited. I have mentioned this in the past. I did a whole show on it. So I am committed to this process of helping women find their inner beauty and sexuality. And I have dissected how I have done it, how I have helped many other people do it, and I've come up with a 5-step process to achieve more inner peace, passion, and pleasure. And it's the 5 P's to peace, passion, and pleasure. I'm going to share some very simple secrets with you when we get back from break about how you can get started right now in uncovering more peace, passion, and pleasure in your life. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just a byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Okay, it's Coach Betty live back sharing some secrets about how you can achieve more peace, passion, and pleasure in your life. and truly uncover your inner beauty and sexuality. And again, ladies, this is not about ego at all. What I'm talking about here is really helping to shift, bring balance back to the energy that's on the planet. And the world is a happier place. Remember that refrigerator magnet? You know, when mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. Well, there was really way more to that than a good chuckle. So I am going to share what I have discovered in a few minutes, but I do have an announcement to make. Coach Betty Live, Coach Betty of Coach Betty Live, is going to be taking a little hiatus from broadcasting weekly shows. I've been doing radio for about 2.5 years now, and now I have a tremendous understanding of how it works and what I need in order to really bring you top quality programming, high profile guests, cutting edge research, and really reach the masses with the messages that I believe are very real and important, critical, actually, critical for us at this time on our planet. We're getting to a tipping point of feminine energy. We're working our way up there. And again, I love men. Please, 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 men, don't be offended by me saying this, because I know that we ladies need to appreciate you for who you are and what you bring to us. But I am going to be getting the needed sponsorship so I can truly make a huge impact on the world, helping it become a healthier and more positive place. You know, I'm a big dreamer, and I want to teach you to be a big dreamer too, because if we're all dreaming together, wow, that's when it happens. You know, we all have visions that are running through our minds all the time. And when visions start to take the same form and start to take the same shape, then there's an energy behind that. So that's what I'm going for. I'm going to get an energy behind me so that I can come back bigger and stronger. So to make sure that you don't miss a single thing, please go to CoachBettyLive.com right now and sign up for the newsletter. That's the best way to stay informed of what I am going to be doing and what I'm up to. Okay, so now for the secrets, the 5 P's to more peace, passion, and pleasure. So the first one is pause. That's right. Pause. Just right now, wherever you are, you can do this while you're driving, while you're sitting at your computer, while you're relaxing, while you're walking your dog. Take a deep breath. Exhale. How does that feel to really stop and pause? Most of us in this world today are running at such a high speed that that alone can sometimes be difficult to do. How hard was that for you? If it was a difficult thing to just take a deep breath, you really need to practice it more and more and more as often as possible. Pausing. I have a recommendation that I have been giving clients for years, and it can be world-changing to their lives, life-changing to their world. That's what I meant to say, life-changing to their world. And it is so simple. It's 1.5 minutes of your time each day to stop and breathe for 30 seconds before breakfast, lunch, and dinner is a very natural time to do it. If not, you could do it first thing in the morning, last thing before you go to bed, and set your alarm for 12 noon. Another great way to do it. But stop. And it's about 10 deep breaths. That's what one of my clients came up with. That takes 30 seconds. And during that 30-second period of time, all you need to think about is, I'm doing this just perfectly, breathing in and out. There's no right, there's no wrong. So that's actually a little mantra. Just as you're breathing, I am breathing so perfectly. I know it might sound so simple. It can be life-changing. It works like magic. It helps you recommit to yourself, your body, mind, and spirit a minute and a half each day. The second step, the second P in the five P's is ponder. So as you begin to get back in touch with yourself, to reconnect as a woman, as a man, now you can ponder, what do you feel? What do you see? What do you hear when you pause in life? A tremendous amount of information is available to you. Once you've paused, once you've pondered, the third P is to plan. Okay, now life looks a little bit different from here. Now there's a way that you can plan in a much more efficient, effective, easy, effortless way because you're more in touch with who you are authentically, your own inner nature. The fourth P is prospect. This is where you go mining inside for all of those gems. The Ina talking about exploring yourself. I loved her description of how you could just begin to experiment with self-pleasuring. First just lying somewhere and feeling the sun on you. And then beginning to feel your skin all over. That's part of prospecting. That's like part of, wow, what is here? What kind of beauty and sexuality can I uncover with just spending this time with myself? It's so natural, really. It's stunning to me sometimes what a taboo things have become. So now you've paused, you've pondered, you've planned. You're beginning to prospect and learn more about yourself. Guess what? It just naturally happens that you begin to pop in the world. You begin to like have more energy, more consistent energy. People notice you in the grocery store when you're out and about in your world because you are exuding a sense of yourself, a sense of inner confidence and inner courage, like you really know who you are and you're taking up your space in the world. And we all have a very unique and magnificent space to take up in this world. So it is so worth the process. It is so worth it, and it's fun, and it's easy, and this is how it's going to start to unfold. I am putting together a teleseries, which will be a series of five calls where we will go in depth about pause, ponder, plan, prospect, and pop. And you'll get to really explore and experiment each one of these steps and stages as you rediscover your authentic beauty and sexuality that lives there. It's there. It's there right now. It's just a matter of uncovering it so you can feel it and live it. And when you're living it, oof, everybody around you gets to live it a little bit too. They get to feed off of your energy, that great Marianne Williamson quote about when you let your light shine, you give other people permission to let their light shine. So when you let your beauty out and your sexuality, your good, clean, loving sexual nature, that's all about good intentions. When you let that out, that's what you give other people permission to do in their lives. So Coach Betty is signing off for now. I look forward to when we can return. Don't forget to go to CoachBettyLive.com and sign up for the newsletter so you don't have to miss a beat. And until we meet again, remember the organic and orgasmic life possibility. So long for now, everyone.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, living an organic and orgasmic life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.